sir. And you are?
You didn't finish introducing yourself.
Okay.
Keep going. We got to get this
short. We're going to get it done.
I think the founder and cultural custodian for Lagos PHX.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you are, my dear?
My name is Kiaki. I am one of the models for Lagos PHX as well as model coordinator.
All right. So, welcome, family. So, as you know, as we do here on I Manifest, we go deep, we talk about things. before we begin, I usually like to kind of recap on the things that's going on during the week. And we kind of had a brief discussion about it. I call it the green room, where we talk about certain things before we go on air to kind of get the conversation sparked so everybody knows, you know, we're on the same page. We talked about what's going on the continent. We'll just go straight there. First, before we do that, can we let everyone know your nationality, where you from?
Born and raised in Cameroon.
Yes, sir.
Born and raised in Nigeria.
Next door neighbors.
Next door neighbors.
Yes.
We have to learn what's going on the continent, y'all. We gotta learn the geography.
I am the Abba. I'm born and raised in Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Portland,
Oregon. All right. So everyone has a different place, different location. Sister here was born and raised in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. You know, Portland has a very interesting history with the African-American population. There was a time we couldn't even enter the state in the mid-20th century. Absolutely. It was actually the turn of the 20th century. It was a crime. We were fleeing persecution in the South. Everyone was moving up north to Chicago, New York, you know, Detroit, hitting the Midwest, and then heading out west. You know, Portland, California seemed like very viable locations, and they were. Allentown was set up in the San Joaquin Valley of California, and then you had a whole population moving up into Portland, Oregon, into Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, those areas. And it was a rough time. I saw a documentary about life in Portland for us, and it wasn't easy, you know. But that's how it was here. That's how it was here in Phoenix. We couldn't like go north of what was it, Jefferson, you know, maybe McDowell at one point in Phoenix's history. So, all right. So tell me what you guys do. You told me a little bit, Omeka, about Lagos Phoenix. Go a little deeper about Lagos Phoenix. What's the purpose of Lagos PHX? I say Phoenix, but PHX.
And it is Phoenix. Lagos for me, which is in Nigeria, for those people that don't know, it's a culture hub for Africa. You know, it's a trading place. It's a place where culture meet. You know, you find every African culture in Lagos.
Like so, New York.
Yes, you know. So it's a trade, it's a culture hub, you know. And for me, being able to bring that to Phoenix, which is a place where people think don't have culture, you know, because there's a lot of Africans migrating to Phoenix. There's a lot of ignorance within the culture here in Phoenix. And being able to educate people and bring that culture from Africa to Phoenix, which is in the name, so it's Lagos to Phoenix, was important for me, you know. And one, that was a way for me to unite all the Africans in Phoenix. And when I say Africa, I mean that in an all-inclusive word of it, you know, our definition of the word.
You mean as far as the diaspora?
Correct. So it's Africa, it's anybody that's a friend of Africa, anybody that embodies that culture, you know, I consider you an African.
Absolutely.
So for us, we use culture, we use fashion, we use art to tell a story of Africa from a different lens, you know, because for too long, we've let people tell our story.
Absolutely.
Correct? So what most people know about Africa is it's all these negative things that have a very negative connotation to it. So you ask the average person about Africa, they're thinking about AIDS, they're thinking about war, they're thinking about famine. Africa is bigger than that.
Absolutely.
Know, Africa is resourceful, it's resilient, the people are beautiful, the culture is amazing.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know most people are not going to have that opportunity to go visit. So we bring that experience to every event that we have, and we bring that experience to Phoenix. I believe myself and my team, we are culture ambassadors.
Absolutely.
You know?
Team.
So, and there are a lot of them that are missing.
Right, because I met another. There was another guy. Yeah, everybody's still asleep. Yeah, I met another guy last time.
Yes,
so
yes,
I was like, hey, where's the camera guy?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to come up, but I think he's been walking all week. So
Yeah. Serious looking dude, but yeah. Nice guy, man.
Yeah, so through collaboration, I've been fortunate enough to build a team of people that believe in the vision. You know, And that's the thing is, when you start any organization, you need to find those people that believe in the vision, not in the benefits.
Absolutely. If you can't sell the vision,
right,
you have to sell the vision.
Correct.
More than anything else, man.
Correct.
People
got to
believe in what you're doing. So you created Lagos PHX, Lagos Phoenix, kind of to address a need or kind of to revisit the paradigm where
Correct.
You kind of switch it up a little bit, where people now get a different perspective
Correct.
On something we've all been miseducated on throughout our entire lives, especially here in America. What's your perspective?
You know, basically what he just said right now, when it comes to, I mean, I've been here for, in the U.S., let's say for 18 years, you know. You know, coming from Africa, you got a lot of people, you know, you got a lot of, I saw it as ignorance before. Oh man, you coming from Africa? You guys wear clothes there? I'm like, what?
that's amazing. That's
what?
Amazing that someone even asked that.
Wait a minute. You know, I know I came here September 22nd. I still remember that. September 22nd, 2000. My second day in high school, I had some Kobe Bryant shoes on. That I came from Africa with. I still got that picture too. And this kid in high school, and I had my African outfit on. And this kid was like, what the hell did you get those from? You from Africa? I'm like, dude,
wow.
I had every Kobe Bryant Jordans you can imagine in Africa.
Wow.
Like, what are you saying? What are you guys thinking about here? But as time goes by, you start thinking, you don't want to keep on blaming people. You want to blame the media because that's what the media is showing. You know, at first I was making fun of them, but then I said, you know what? Why don't we take the chance to actually educate them, tell them that, hey, blah blah blah. And now when you talk to them, people are like, wow, okay. Well, this is what they were showing us all this time, but this was not right.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So you kind of change their mentality, and a lot of people are interested now.
Right.
You know, and that's just how what it is. My Lagos PHX is bringing this awareness of our culture.
Yes.
Here. So when my man here told me about this, I was like, You already know what I mean. I wear this stuff every time, every day. I got all kinds of stuff. And I'm from back home. So you come up with that. A lot of people had this vision of starting, or people have been doing a little bit of, you know, the fashion shows and all that stuff around here. But he's basically the one that took it to the next level.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I said, man, you don't have to tell me twice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already in there.
Right, yeah. So it's more, what I'm getting is more than just a fashion show. It's an experience. It's a cultural experience. So you're really treated to something than just watching models. Clapping hands in a pretentious way. Right.
Fashion is the vehicle.
Yeah.
Fashion and art is the vehicle that we're using to tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the easiest way to bring people out. Everybody, every culture has some form of fashion in it.
Right. And
so, So bringing people out, but when you come to one of our events, you get it marked by this culture that's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you live empowered. You live, you know, with something, feeling like, wow, what was that?
Mm.
You know, and it gives you something to talk about because
Absolutely.
I stay away from the negative. Don't get me wrong, there are bad things happening in Africa.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
There are bad things happening in America.
Right.
There are bad things happening in Europe, but you cannot tell the story from one side.
Right.
So our mission is to show people something different.
Yeah. And the Western media is really good at telling stories of Africa. For one side,
right.
We know that.
Right.
That's why our goal is to change people's mind.
Right.
You know, And a lot of things are happening. And what better place than Phoenix? Because we know, I've been to Phoenix from Texas for about 9 years. A lot of things are happening here. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of cultures.
Right.
And our goal is to start changing that, mm-hmm. you know? And things are happening.
It's moving. It's moving really quickly.
Oh yeah, it is.
And my dad down on the end.
She's been quiet.
Yeah, she's been really quiet. I have. She's intent though. She's listening. She's listening.
When I start talking, y'all be like, "Dang, this is nothing."
Okay, I'm gonna have to shut you down. Yeah, right. So, as a model, as someone who is, for all intents and purposes, I can say maybe the face, as far as how you bring, you know, the culture to life. In an animated style, as far as being a model, mm-hmm. And wearing the clothing, mm-hmm. yes, wearing the clothing,
right.
And modeling. So, what is your perspective, like as a model, especially being of African descent here? I'm sure you had your challenges, even getting on certain runways. Being a part of Lagos PHS, being a part of the team, kind of being the face. What is your perspective on this and the importance of a Lagos PHS?
I think it's really important to be able to share the culture with people who might not necessarily know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to, as a model, it's not just on the runway.
Right.
It's everything that I do. No matter what I'm participating in, whether I'm at Walmart or what have you, when people start to associate you with a brand, then everything that you do is being watched.
Correct.
So if I embody the culture of Lagos PHX and all of the models that are on our team or that are affiliated with us, if they embody all of that culture and that energy that we're trying to portray,
mm-hmm.
then people start to see it differently. People start to say, oh, okay, so like you said, a culture ambassador, I
guess. Right.
Mm-hmm. Taking that out into the community. Building culture in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. That's kind of our job, mm-hmm. even when we're not doing an event. We do an event 4 times a year or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
People are seeing us more than that. And so then it's our responsibility as models to integrate that culture into Phoenix.
Yes.
Right. People say all the time, there's no culture here and there's nothing here.
Right.
But there is.
There
and
is.
When they see a Lagos PHX model or a cultural ambassador for Lagos PHS, they get to see that in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Now they know there are things out there. The things that we support, they know that there's some substance to that. We don't just go to everything.
Right.
We want to support as much as we can, but
we're
very selective about what we participate in.
As we should be. You know, as we all should be.
Yeah.
Discriminating in that sense.
You should touch on something, mm-hmm. you know, that I almost forgot. Lagos PHS is not just about us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of things in the community. Like we curated a fashion show for former refugees to give them a platform to showcase their brand,
mm-hmm.
to give them that encouragement. And because all it takes sometimes is just a pat on the back.
Right, right.
For somebody to get that confidence to keep moving, right? We sponsor, you know, people that are in pageants, you know, we do a lot of things within the community. And as we grow, those things are gonna, you know,
mm-hmm.
grow bigger as well. So it's not just about our event, you know, we support other events, you know. I go to events, a couple weeks ago I was at an event where I had curated that from the background.
Hmm.
Lagos PHS doesn't always have to show
right.
at an event.
Yes, okay.
Sometimes we're in the background and we do work from the background just to make sure, because the more people that can involve in what we're doing, the better.
Right. Well, I think it has to work that way, because it has to work vertically, you know what I mean? So there are times where we're going to get to the point that that's how it's going to be. So someone, you're going to ascend to another level, basically, where now it's going to be even bigger, where you're going to be needed to coordinate on a larger level, but your team has already been trained enough to where someone could just slide right into your spot, someone could slide into your spot, because now you're international, traveling the world, bringing this not only to Phoenix, but bringing it all around, because you know what, we all need to see this, you know what I'm saying? And Tucson is right next door.
Right.
There's a lot of black people here. And you know, that and guilty as charged. I'm one of the ones, you know, when I first got out here from you know, California, you know, born and raised New York City. So moving to LA, you know what I'm saying, at about 17, 18. was an experience. And then moving here, 2008 was an experience, you know. And of course, I was like, ah, man, there's no culture here. There's no. I went from New York to Los Angeles. And, you know, the look of it in both places are different. What I've noticed is that the landscape here is very different. So it's not very accommodating in the sense that we get to feel something. Like if you go to New York, I'm sure all of you have been to New York, where you feel the energy in the city. Like the minute you touch down on the ground, you feel the energy. It's just the buzz. Los Angeles is the same way. As soon as you hit certain parts of the city, it's a buzz. It's energy. It's the food, the smells, the sounds, and you feel more in as opposed to a part of, if that makes sense. Like you feel you're going into the neighborhood, into the community, into, you know, eat, as opposed to just going to a place. And
we have the opportunity to do that.
Right. We do. We have the opportunity to create that.
It's great. So I've been here 12 years, mm-hmm. and just looking at the city now from mm-hmm. when I first got here, like they were just building the light rail when I got here, mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So we have an opportunity. This is the fifth largest city in America.
Yeah.
We have the opportunity to
exactly.
be in New York and LA. And
yes.
all that. And,
yes.
And there is a
I'm
really
glad you
large
mentioned
fashion
that.
Community here. And,
I'm glad you,
know, you
mentioned
people
that.
Wanting to most of my friends, the bulk of my friends are entrepreneurs, right? Mm-hmm. So that entrepreneurial spirit is here. So we have all of that opportunity to make that, make Phoenix that type of place, mm-hmm. and that's what we want.
Yes, and I think that's very, very, very important. I'm glad you touched on that, is that the impact that it can make, mm-hmm. you know, on a local level here.
Right, yeah.
You want to say local, right. Like you just said, it's the fifth largest city now, because when you add Chandler, Gilbert, you know what I'm saying, you add Peoria, you add Avondale, you add all of these cities now, and now you have 6-7 million people, you know what I'm saying? So it's a huge opportunity to really get, you know what I'm saying, the word out, to really get what we're trying to do. And I think also, you know, at some point, once we get it to a certain point, actually designate certain areas to where you get that experience of the sights, the sounds,
right.
the culture, the,
right.
the smell, the minute you drive in.
Right.
You know, perfect example, in the South Bronx, we used to go shopping at Third Avenue is what we called it. But it was just a long block in the middle of the hood, right by the subway, the elevator subway platform, but it was maybe about 8 blocks of just stores.
Right.
Stores, restaurants,
right.
My first real experience dealing with brothers from the continent was in New York, because that's one of the places. So you talked about that entrepreneur spirit. Man, they was the ones with the blanket on the ground, with the watches, the sunglasses, you know what you need, and you ain't walking by them without a conversation.
Look,
no.
And you know what? That's how it is.
That's how it
in
is.
Africa.
Yes.
Oh, you're not walking by that. They're going to talk to you out here by your family. You're like,
man,
I don't want to buy
this shit. But by the end of the conversation, you got a bag full of stuff, because
you
love
you
the story.
Buy, they make an impression on you,
yeah,
that
man,
next
yes.
time you need something, you
yes.
come back.
And you always do. You always do.
And the thing is this. That's the next move for Lagos PHS. Mm-hmm. We're trying to bring these, what I call, conscious creatives together in one room.
Yes.
And start to mentor these people, because there are people that have ideas but don't have the resources to develop those ideas.
Yes, yes.
And we've been fortunate enough, we're starting to build the resources that we can say, okay, you need a place to create this. We can bring a place where you meet other creatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I say conscious creatives, what I mean by that is you're creating something that makes an impact.
Yes, okay. Yes.
You're creating something that changes how people interact, how people talk, how people live their life. Because the thing, I'm lucky, I'm going to say I'm lucky, that I live in the era that we live in.
Yes, I feel the same way.
Because back in the days, you had to choose between being philanthropic or chasing money.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that today together. You mm-hmm. can be a charity organization. You
yep.
can
do this.
Make a
do
good it. Impact in the community. And yeah. Shit tons of money.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
In that process, mm-hmm. that's a beautiful thing.
You can help more people and make money at the
same time.
I mean, if people are not excited and you're hearing my voice this morning, if you're not excited about that, get excited.
Yeah, you really should.
If you can do something you love doing, help people, and make money in the process.
People just need to learn how to do that.
We need to
need to be taught how to do
correct.
That. Yeah,
because that's the next phase for us is to try to create that community of people in Phoenix that are willing to do that. We'll create a culture zone. That's how New York becomes. That's how.
Yep. That's how Atlanta did it.
If you go to Houston, there's a whole neighborhood of Africans.
Yep.
You know, Sugarland is nothing but Africans.
That's right.
So that's how you create a culture hub. That's where you create a place where people can come feed their mind.
And that's the next phase. And I feel you on that. I feel you on that because that's why I created my companies. You know what I'm saying? And that's how this radio show came to be. Because I said it's time for us, not only just me individually manifesting myself, but it's time for us as a people to manifest who we are. Break those chains, break those shackles, and live by the design of the Creator that created us, and let's be great. So I'm sure you're speaking of people not just from the continent. You're speaking everybody, conscious people,
correct,
who are on that. Let's help, let's build. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean. Where we don't all need to be united physically. We just all need to be united in the mind. But I definitely agree. And I'm down to actually participate in something like that, to where, you know, I'm always looking for an opportunity. I'm just waiting for the money to come in. It's coming. But right now, the ideas are flowing, and that's where it starts. You know what I'm saying? It starts because that's who we are.
Correct.
The ideas are flowing.
Correct. And we met a long time ago, but we knew that creative vibe was there. It's just a matter of finding. How to collaborate, finding how to make that
happen. Yes.
Because you don't just collaborate with people just to, you don't force it. You know?
You gotta wait the right time.
You let it come, you let the right, moment
has to flow. It has to flow.
You can't force it.
Right. Exactly, because we was talking, man, me and America go back. So we was talking about this back in 2012.
Yeah.
2012. I met the brother 2011, actually. He was my supervisor, as a matter of fact. And, you know, checking my work. But who is this dude checking my work? Jermaine, this is wrong. This is wrong, brother. Watch yourself. That was his favorite line, watch yourself. Because he knew they was watching, because he was, you know, kind of up there a little bit, so he heard the conversations. But we were having those creative conversations and those ideas and those talks. He would always say, man, we need to get together and come up with something. 2012, man. So here we are, 7 years later, and it's manifesting into Lagos PHS, I Manifest Radio, my production company, Mosaic Entertainment Group, which also embodies the idea of paradigm shifting and unity within the culture abroad here. And so the stories I create, agitate, encourage, educate, and inspire.
Right.
So that's my goal. But my goal is also, and I don't shy away from this also, is to help break the shackles and the chains of white supremacy, period and point blank, because we have to kill that paradigm. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to that. I want to talk about that a little bit too, the decolonization of the mind, body, and soul of the African. And we are all African.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, get that. All right? So if you don't like it, take it up with the Creator. All right? So we're going to take a break real quick. I Manifest Radio, my radio, Phoenix, Support District Radio. We'll be back in a few.